Welcome back, everybody. How are you doing this fine Thursday afternoon? My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, we're going to have a Civic Media, and I think pretty much maybe a statewide exclusive for you before this show is out. Everybody is well aware that Senator Ron Johnson gave some remarks yesterday before the Milwaukee Press Club. It's been widely reported. We've got audio from that because it was kooky and there were lies and it was, you know, typical kooky conspiracy theory-esque lying Ron Johnson type shtick. We've got that sound. But then he went from the press club to the Medical College of Wisconsin. You know, where there are doctors that, you know things about science. And asked him questions about actual science. And Ron Johnson said way more kooky, crazy things. He was also on Tucker Carlson's Russian propagandist podcast recently. We're parsing through all that. It was like 2 hours of rambling. I mean, one of the things that I figured out is, and I'll just say this, I got my senior producer, Jacob, on. If you ever hear me show up on the radio and to all you listeners too one day, and out of my mouth comes just like a torrent of crazy conspiracy theory, nonsense, and lies, in there somewhere, I'm trying to cover up something, obviously. It's just, I think it's a really effective rhetorical tactic. You know, the next time I'm in an argument with somebody that I can't do it anymore, I'm just going to hit him with just a bunch of nonsense, right? Just a flood of non-facts, alternative facts, whatever you want to call it. They're called lies to regular people. And I'll just win the argument that way. They just won't be able to keep up with the fact checking or the Maggie. That's not that. I'll just keep hitting them with a bunch of crazy, kooky lies and nonsense that I read on the interwebs and didn't take the time to Google and try to, you know, at least find one unbiased resource. It's effective. I mean, just taking an observation today, what are the few things that have happened in the last 24 hours and how do we possibly keep up with them? Again, I started with the international trade court in the United States, plus another federal judge yesterday went, no, Trump's tariffs, there is no worldwide economic emergency. We're not in an economic, he can't invoke that act. But they're back on today. Harvard, Donald Trump says, you can't have any more international students. They sue. A court says, yes, you can, but he put it on pause. But really, I don't know what it means. Does anybody? That'll go up on appeal. In and amongst Ron Johnson's conspiracy-laden vaccine theories, oh yeah, DHHS is saying, oh, well, you know what's good when eggs are really expensive? When there's bird flu knocking out whole reams of chickens. So, you know, they can't produce eggs, so there are fewer eggs, so it gets more expensive. You know what's a good idea when that is going on? I know. For RFK Jr., the man who said in, you know, before Congress, don't take any medical or scientific advice from me. Not me. Yeah, they'll just cancel the research funding to help combat vaccines, or excuse me, to cancel the research funding into the vaccines to combat the bird flu. Like that happened yesterday. The whole, the meme coin dinner was last week. I can't even catch up. Here's another headline. Vietnam vets' annual ceremony has been relocated from Washington, D.C. to Donald Trump's birthday army parade. That came up. Oh, Hannah Dugan, her legal team, the judge that's being maliciously prosecuted by the Trump administration for having the audacity to say maybe an arrest warrant needs to comply with the federal constitution and our due process requirements and go talk to my boss about executing your piece of paper that has been reviewed by no court and does not articulate probable cause for an arrest. Go talk to my boss about that. Her team filed their legal brief today arguing for dismissal. That happened on my way in. It's so much. But that's the point. When we can't keep up, that's the point. And this is important when we're talking about things like tip tax. There absolutely will be tax on tips. They didn't get rid of the payroll tax on tips, so there's still tax on tips. But what they're relying on is people not paying enough attention to actually understand the issues. The people who may be scraping by in workplaces and in jobs that require tips will simply hear no tax on tips and go, oh, great, that's wonderful. I'm so glad the president did that for me. That's what they're relying on. Not that we all get down a level or two and say, why do tips make any sense? Why do we have them at all? Why is minimum wage still at 3.25? Excuse me, that's, I think, the service industry minimum. It's 7.25 is the actual federal minimum wage. Why is any of that okay? And just as a point of clarification, yes, it is cash tips. Cash does include debit card-based tips as well as credit card-based tips. But here's a catch. Anybody who has ever worked in a restaurant, sometimes they pool tips. Chefs, busboys, and gals get them. These tips have to be received by an individual. We've got just the expert on tips and tipping and the tipping economy from the Center for American Progress to help us understand more deeply, to not be caught up in the flood of news. Coming up next, right here on The Maggie Dawn Show.